You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Millions of people suffer from chronic pain today. And in fact, the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies claimed that over 100 million of Americans suffer with chronic pain. Now, it's probably the most common cause of long-term disability as well. It's truly an epidemic, but new research has revealed that the missing link to pain-free living is a balanced nervous system and healthy connective tissue. These two components work together to provide your body support and optimal mind-body communication. Now, today we have Sue Hitzman, the creator of the MELT method, and that's M-E-L-T method, a simple self-treatment technique that helps people get out and stay out of chronic pain. She's a natural recognized educator, manual therapist, exercise physiologist, and the founding member of the Fascial Research Society. Sue's also the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The MELT Method, a breakthrough self-treatment system to eliminate chronic pain, erase the signs of aging, and feel fantastic in just 10 minutes a day. Now, that's awesome. Great to have you here, Sue.
Thanks so much, Dr. Suzanne. That was quite an introduction.
Yay. Yeah, of course. We got to just talk you up because I'm really interested in your work. And I want to know, first of all, though, what does MELT stand for, M-E-L-T?
Well, when I first started it, it was an acronym, and it stood for Myofascial Energetic Length Technique. But over the past 15 years of adding techniques to the methodology, it's really, just about what you would think, MELT, to restore the fluid flow of your body and to keep your body moving in that nice fluid way.
Got it. When I was doing a little research on you, I found that you have been doing this for a long time. I mean, this technique that you've been, so tell us a little story about how it started.
Well, I had been treating people in a private practice here in New York City for many years. At that point, I actually started out as a neuromuscular therapy in the early 90s. And after working with more light touch therapies, cranial sacral therapy, and visceral manipulation, what I was really finding was my clients were getting better faster. They were holding changes longer. And one of my clients just one day said, if you could just invent a way for me to do those techniques to myself, I could probably stay out of your office for good. And so it was kind of an empowering moment to say, gosh, could I simulate these same light touch techniques and share that with my clients? And so I started playing around with different types of objects, and I finally, settled on this PVC piping wrapped in bubble wrap, wrapped in duct tape, and then I put a yoga blanket and a yoga mat around it so that it had this nice soft compression. And I started to invent these simple self-treatment techniques, and I gave it to my clients. And over a number of years, what was really incredible was for the first time in my life as a practitioner, my clients were really empowered to do things at home between sessions. And so they were coming back even better than they walked out of the office a week or two later. And then I was able to kind of extend those sessions so that I didn't have to see them every week. I could see them every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every month, until they were just able to manage it on their own. And after doing that for a number of years, by 2004, I just knew I had something. Something was really amazing that was transformational for my clients. I thought maybe I could teach this in a group environment and keep people out of the office entirely. And so I coined the term MELT. I started sharing it in group environments. And that was really also just an amazing time where I was really watching people transform themselves without me ever having to touch them. I started developing a language so that people could kind of get this neurofascial science in a very simple way, people who, had never experienced any type of body work before. And it was just a snowball effect from then. 2010, I set off to write a book for the general public and really simplify the science for people like my mom who didn't know anything. And it worked. And, today I've got 1,300 instructors worldwide. The book's been translated into 8 languages. And, I'm just full steam ahead, just trying to help more people.
That's a great story, Sue. Great story, because what you found was, you kept on digging, figuring what will really work. And when you get clinical changes as that, that's huge. Because, I'm sure as a therapist, in the field of physical medicine, there's so many different techniques available to be able to use, but you were able to create your own, and that's great. Good for you. Good for you. And I love that story. Now, I also love how you mentioned how you got the different kind of role, or you went from one thing to another and trying different ways and kept on changing. Your roller is very soft. Not very soft. I shouldn't say that. It's kind of mushy compared to, let's say, one of those hard foam rollers. Can you talk about that a bit?
Sure. So, you know, traditionally those foam rollers, which have been around since the 70s, those are for a technique called self-myofascial release. And it's a heavy compression technique to help restore blood flow to muscle. And my whole proposition was, could you go further than that? Could you actually create something that was more of a preparatory technique that gave people more awareness and more time to both sense what they were feeling instead of just feeling pain? And the thing with, I'm sure you've experienced foam rolling, it hurts. And so, you know, I always say, if you're in pain, why would you cause pain? To get out of pain is your first route of self-care. And so with MELT, I developed what I called the four R's. And the first R was reconnect, to really get people to sense where were they at right then, and then start treating and do something gentle and more easily available. And with the soft roller, we're more able to ease compression into those more superficial layers of connective tissue to give them more time to adapt and respond, so that we're not overexciting the sensory nerve endings and causing more pain to get out of it. So for people who do like to do foam rolling, MELT doesn't really replace anything. And in fact, we don't really roll very much in MELT. It's just the tool of choice. But it's a great preparatory technique. And what's compelling with people who do compression or, you know, foam rolling or, you know, use sticks or balls on their body, that if you MELT it for about 10 minutes first, it really allows the tissue more time to adapt, so that when you do use those heavier pressure techniques, you tend to do two things. You slow down, and then you get more out of the treatments that you're doing, and you actually do what you're thinking you're supposed to be doing, which is restoring more blood flow to your muscles.
I like the way you shared that it's a preparatory technique as well. What was really nice when I was taking a look at some of your videos is that it's actually very small movements. So individuals who are in great deal of pain can do your technique. And that's what I liked about it, is that you don't have to even, you know, let's say you've got a lot of arthritis in the neck. Your movements are very, very slow, very short movements. So I can see why it's an easier technique to start to use before you do anything deeper.
Yeah. And also, we really do treat people who are in severely chronic pain, all the way out to the athlete who got their ankle sprained. And what was really tremendous for me was that, you know, really meeting people where they're at, right? You know, you can't get them to go too fast. And if you're right, if you do have somebody that is in pain, the really nice thing about the way that I've created the book was just the introductory techniques of this very big, robust method that I was able to do these types of techniques to anyone to get them started in self-care and then to move them forward. And for me, what was really compelling in my practice was I was in New York City when 9/11 happened, and I had the rude awakening of post-traumatic stress disorder everywhere around me. And my practice exploded with not just the athlete who had back pain, but now it was somebody having emotional distress, or people who were breathing in all of the cement in their lungs, and then suddenly they were having asthma, and now they were having neck and back pain. And could the MELT method help those type of people? And that was really where I just realized that neurological imbalances can happen from a wide array of issues. And the nice thing, again, about MELT is that it's meeting you wherever you're at, and each sequence is about 10 minutes long, and you can really craft your own treatment that is meeting you where you're at and doing what it's intended to do to help you eliminate the chronic pain, the stiffness in the tissue, and to get the nervous system back on track to function more efficiently, which is what's so unique about the method.
So, you've, you're The word melt, you said myofascial. Most people know what muscles are, but what do you, can you describe what fascia is and connective tissue that?
So that's actually what's been so compelling. Yeah, is that fascia is actually a three-dimensional fluid-based matrix. Under your skin, you have this flexible scaffolding-like tissue that's primarily made up of collagen, water, hyaluronic acids, and elastin. And it is designed to move and adapt, and it does so much for us. It's really one of these unsung heroes of the body. And we used to just think of fascia as being this packing material. It was the extracellular matrix, the stuff outside of all the good stuff, the stuff outside of your cells, outside of the nerves, outside of the muscles. But what we're realizing now is that fascia is absolutely 100% three-dimensional, from your skin all the way down to your bones. On a microscopic level, it is an absolutely inseparable continuum of support, protection, and connection. And so now on a macro level, it's keeping your muscles balanced. It gives muscles synergy and continuity and connection. It gives your joints shock absorption. It keeps your organs tucked back in your belly. But it's also a transportation highway for nutrient and neurological signaling. It also protects us from microorganisms so that we remain healthy. And what recent science is recognizing is that daily living causes cellular dehydration in connective tissue. And we've all actually experienced it. I bet you experienced it at some point today, Dr. Suzanne, like when you sit for long periods of time and then you get up and your joints feel a little stiff and then you kind of move around and you kind of forget about it. Well, that's what I say is that's what I call stuck stress. And what it does is it accumulates in this connective tissue. And so if you never do anything about it, it really exhausts the nervous system's ability to function efficiently. And then you start getting symptoms that seem completely unrelated to this stability architecture, like trouble digesting food or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. And that's really the bigger problem, because once your nervous system isn't functioning efficiently, things start to break down. Your hormones get out of balance, your metabolic state slows down, and then you just accelerate your aging process and you have a higher tendency to pain. So it's a really critical, important system of the body to actively partake in taking care of.
Now, I like the way you described all of that. You know, the connective tissue or fascial system, I find that, you know, I'm a chiropractor, so often I can help someone with their headache by adjusting their feet. You know what I mean? Because it's all connected. It's absolutely all connected all the way up, this connective tissue. It's much, much bigger than what people think that, like, it is. It's just a covering. It's not. It's a lot more, and it's a living matrix to me, right? It's a living matrix.
Yes, absolutely. It is constantly, it's not only constantly morphing and adapting and managing our bodies. The really cool thing about it is that it actually pre-stresses before we move. So we're actually saying, you know, fascia almost is an intelligent system. It's almost like it has by memory. It knows how you're going to bend over to pick up a pencil or how you're going to reach down to the floor and tie your shoes. Your body sort of knows how much to manage the tension and compression that's required so that our muscles and our organs and our nerves function efficiently. But again, if it gets too stiff, there's this fine balance between what we call stiffness and elasticity. So stiffness is fascia's ability to kind of resist distortion when we move so that it kind of stabilizes things. But it also has this elastic property. So it can move and adapt, but then ideally, if it's hydrated, it goes back to its original shape. And if it isn't, well, that's when you need to go see a chiropractor, because probably your joints are misaligning, you're starting to feel pain. And just how you say, it's like sometimes you have to go very far away from the areas that you are experiencing the pain response to, because the areas that have pain are, to me, the victims of the body. You know, if you just walk right up to somebody crying out for your help and you punch them in the face, that's not really how you want to treat a victim, right? You want to go find the criminals. And oftentimes that stuck stress and that accumulation of stiffness is very far away from the areas that we hurt, which is why going to see a practitioner with skilled hands can be the real turning point for people. The problem is that it's expensive. It's hard to find the right practitioner. And more often than not, people kind of have to keep going and, you know, to that same person. And to me, I really wanted to just empower my clients to say, you could help yourself more. I just don't think that we know that we can do more than eating right and exercising. And actually, it's a dirty little secret of fitness. Plus, people eat right and exercise and still, you know, have pain. So this is really, I think, an education as well as a self-care methodology that anybody can do and anybody can apply to any type of lifestyle.
Mm. You know, you mentioned that there's a roller. We talked about that. But are there any other gadgets or tools that you want the person to have before they do the melt system?
Yeah, the other product that I have, we call it the hand and foot treatment kit. And this has four different types of soft balls that you can apply to your hands and your feet. And, you know, I don't think people really think about it, but, you know, your hands and feet are like the gateways to the world. If your feet hurt you, you don't want to walk around. And that's one of the key things that creates a sedentary lifestyle for an older adult is not back pain. It turns out it's foot pain that slows people down. And, you know, if you can't open a jar or open a doorknob because your hands are so stiff, that becomes a real widespread problem. And the way that we use technology today with all the typing and our texting, we're really breaking down our hands. And in our hands are all these brilliant nerve endings. So using the hand and foot balls first as actually a stepping stone for using the roller is really, to me, the foundation of the methodology. Is the most used parts of our body we should care for the most, because that's where all those billions of sensory nerve endings exist anyway. Why not start there and then start to explore the rest of your body, rehydrate, regulate neurological balance, release your neck, release your low back, and, you know, begin to, again, kind of instill the value of self-care and daily self-care. Just like brushing your teeth, you brush your teeth today so that people can stand your stinky breath, but you're also brushing your teeth today to prevent tooth decay tomorrow and many years from now. And so we need to look at self-care, I think, on that level, that, you know, we could do things every day for the benefit of tomorrow, not just to feel good today, but to feel good tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a big believer in preparation and making sure so that we can live better longer.
Yes, live better. That's why I always say, you know, doctors have made us live longer, which is awesome, but nobody ever said that doctors were able to make us live longer, better, and feel good for more years. More often than not, we're just adding, you know, years to the end of our life, but they're not quality years. And so if you're going to live longer, you want more quality days of every day of your life. And I'm going to say pain is exhausting. It makes you angry. It gets you frustrated. It can cause depression and anxiety. And it really can destroy families. It can destroy your loved ones and, you know, just how you exist in the world. It can completely devastate people to have pain. So, you know, I think anything you can do to eliminate any type of pain is the best thing you can do for yourself in the day.
That's right. You mentioned about dehydration about three times and you talked about it. So let's talk about hydration, because mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in using purified water and mineral water so that our cells can really optimize its energy level, the mitochondrial function, electrical current, and making sure that the nerve conduction is proper. So can you share with us what your beliefs are in hydrating the cells and the fascia?
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, I think everybody should hear this, is that I don't think our problem in the world so much is that we're not drinking enough water. I think most people probably drink a fair amount of water, but the problem is that we don't drink it consistently. So, for example, you would be better off drinking a liter of water and making that liter last 4 hours and sipping it every 15 minutes, just a sip, rather than drinking a liter of water and then not drinking anything for 3 hours. And that is the thing about cellular hydration. When you go all the way down to the cells, the cells can only absorb so much at one given time. And the thing with connective tissue is that it's kind of like a sponge-like quality tissue. And just like a dried-out sponge doesn't absorb water as fast as a moist one, that's a big problem, I think, for older adults, is that when I say, you know, you need to be sipping water more frequently, they're like, Sue, I'm going to be in the bathroom like all the time. And I say, no, that's actually why you're in the bathroom so often, is that you've got this dried out sponge. So when you drink water, it just goes right through you. But the really interesting thing with milk is that we've done this in research, that people who are cellularly dehydrated. They have all of the symptoms, the stiff joints, the digestive issues, the sleep problems. They're getting up three or four times at night to go to the bathroom. If they start melting at the end of the day and they sip water more consistently through the day, what is really incredible is that not only does their pain reduce, but they're sleeping through the night. They're not getting up to go to the bathroom because their cells are utilizing that fluid because the sponge is moist. And that's really the secret of cellular hydration, is to tap into this tissue. What's really cool is that you can do it to yourself. You can just ease compression into the body, and just like you work fluid into a sponge, you're just kind of pumping the fluid into that extracellular system so that it can attract the water into the extracellular matrix to our other cells that need it available. So it's actually a very compelling concept, but it makes sense when, you know, you simplify it down to that sponge analogy, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, Sue, I actually talk about exactly what you're saying. Instead of sponge, I actually talk about like a dried up leather piece. You know, if you were going to like pour a gallon of water on it, it's just not going to absorb. But if you drip little by little, your that leather piece will be nice and supple, you know, after a few hours. So that's exactly what you're saying. And you're absolutely right about that. Sometimes it's not the volume. It's actually the amount that you're eating and how long, how frequent you're doing it.
Sure. And also, you know, I mean, really, quite frankly, I think that more often than not, when I really look at my client's diet, they're also eating foods that are causing what I call low-grade inflammation. So it's kind of like after you eat, your belly always feels bloated, or your rings don't fit on your fingers, or your feet look a little swollen. That's low-grade and inflammatory response that's actually happening in the connective tissue. And that is sort of like the precursor. It's your body saying, hey, having a hard time moving this tissue around and this fluid around. And that can really disrupt another fluid system called the lymphatic system. And this is, you know, where all your capillaries are and how we omit waste through the body as we breathe. And it's critical that we're eating more water-filled foods, more of the vegetables, more of the fruits, and less of the sugary drinks and, you know, the sugary foods and those high carbohydrates and high volumes of saturated fats. But, you know, fat to me is the thing that's actually, I would rather hear somebody's got a more of a fatty diet than a super high sugar diet. To me, I think our cells need that fat and our brain needs that fat. But it would be nice if we got our fat from things like avocados and olive oil and coconut oil and things like that, rather than French fries and a fried burger.
That's right. That's right. You know, you talk in your book about the four common imbalances. Can you name all four?
Sure. And this is actually really one of the interesting things, is that when I was working on my clients, I kept feeling these same imbalances on everybody who came, especially with chronic issues, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, MS, Parkinson's. It didn't matter. It's four common imbalances. And you can feel them for yourself. If you lie flat on your back, with your palms up and your arms and legs extended, if notice that there's parts of your body on and off the ground. That's what I call masses and spaces. Masses are on the ground, spaces are off the ground. And the four most common imbalances that many of us possess that are left unaddressed from day to day is feeling like all of your back weight when you lie on your back is right across your shoulder girdle, but your ribs actually feel very off the ground. There's the mid-rib wall where women define the bra line. Ideally, that's the heaviest region of the back. That's where the diaphragmatic motion should be most optimal. And that's where a lot of us get a lot of accumulated stress because of the volume of sitting. The second is feeling like the low back curve is actually kind of more like a mid-back curve. Like the whole low back is just this big wailing arch from your pelvis clear up to your shoulder blades. In the pelvis, when you lie on your back, if you're feeling, instead of two evenly weighted butt cheeks, you're kind of feeling more your tailbone weighted to the ground. You're kind of feeling the edges of the tail weighted to the floor. That's a very significant common imbalance, showing imbalances in the pelvis. And then finally, the back of the thighs, those are massive. Those should be weighted to the ground. And so if you lie on your back and you don't feel like the back of your thighs are touching the floor at all on one or both sides, you definitely need to take some time to restore some of that fluid state of your connective tissue, because on a macro level, on a global level, it's really altering your alignment and your body's ability to function and move with ease. Your joints are going to compress. You're going to compress the hip joints. The low back is going to fall out of alignment. And over time, you are one of the people that's going to have the highest tendency toward neck or low back pain.
That's great to know. So then in the book, you actually give exercises to correct those imbalances.
Yeah. So in the book, what you'll learn are what we call the four R's of MELT: reconnect, rebalance, rehydrate, and release. And that's the protocol to get yourself out of that state of chronic pain. So the reconnect techniques are assessment techniques. I walk people through and talk people through how to identify where stress is living in your body rather than focusing on where you feel pain, because remember, the pain areas are the victims. The rebalancing techniques, you can just treat your feet, or you can do what I call the rebalance sequence. This is a neurological technique to quiet the stress reflex, get the diaphragmatic motion back on track so that the autonomic nervous system, the system that stabilizes and supports us involuntarily, functions efficiently. And then rehydration, compression, and tensional length techniques. And that's, again, all outlined in the book. And then I also teach people how to release their own neck and their own low back through these very gentle decompression techniques. It's very simple. And again, each sequence takes about 10 minutes. You can combine them to create a MELT map, and it's just great for anybody to do.
Well, gosh, Sue, so much information from you. You're awesome. I just want to share with people that it's called the meltmethod.com. That's your website, right?
Yep, meltmethod.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter. We're all over the place. So find us. And, you know, if you've got a question, just reach out to us. We're here for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Great information. You got to try some of the exercises. Sue, thanks so much for giving me and sending me your book. Really appreciate it. I look forward to using it for all my different little aches and pains if they come up. Now, I put the link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on radiomd.com. So then for more information, also on my practice, you can go to drsuzanne.com. All right, until next time, live your best life full of energy and enthusiasm and ultimate wellness today. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on Wellness for Life right here on Radio MD. Stay well.